Do other people make you feel things? Do they make you feel happy or sad? We often rely on other people to make us feel a certain way. We rely on them to do something, say something, be something, in order for us to feel happy. If they don't do what we are expecting them to, we get upset, sad, and hurt. In short, we often attempt to control other people in order to control how we feel. And when we do this, we are setting ourselves up for failure because we can't control anyone else. We cannot force anyone to do anything or assume they will. There is just one person we control. Ourselves. People don't make us feel certain emotions. We choose to feel them. We decide to react in a certain way. No one can give you a tin of unhappiness or a bucket of joy. These things are not physical items that can be passed from person to person. They are intangible items that exist only in ourselves. In fact, just the other day, I was at a wedding. I told one of my friends how wonderful she looked and how much I liked her outfit. She leapt to the conclusion that I was being sarcastic and chose to be offended by what was a genuine compliment. Had I even been sarcastic, she could have chosen to be complimented and replied with, "I'm glad you like it," and felt better about herself. Believe it or not, each of you is in control of yourself and how you feel. You can choose to feel however you want. Right now, you could choose to feel happy, or I am sure you could choose to feel sad. Just by thinking about it, you could change how you feel. It's almost magic, isn't it? So, what about taking back control of how you feel when you are interacting with other people? Just because you know you should do something doesn't mean you will. Especially when you become overwhelmed by stress, which can override your best intentions. In order to permanently change behavior in ways that stand up under pressure, you need to learn how to overcome stress in the moment and in your relationships in order to remain emotionally aware. To achieve this state, you must be able to monitor your own emotional state and identify your own emotions. Controlling your impulses, instead of being quick to react rashly. Think before responding. Internal motivation is marked by an interest in learning. Build the ability to understand another person's emotional reaction. This is only possible when one has achieved self-awareness, as one cannot understand others until they understand themselves. Realize that you are the only person who can make you feel anything, and stop allowing the people around you to make you feel bad. Decide to feel good and enjoy yourself. If someone turns you down or rejects you, it's their loss or something similar. If someone says to you, "poor thing," must be confused or something similar. Decide to take back control of yourself and your life, and choose how you are going to feel, instead of allowing other people to choose for you. The only way to achieve emotional maturity is through self-responsibility. Emotional adulthood means taking responsibility for our pain and also for our joy. Not expecting other people to make us happy. Not expecting others to make us feel secure. Appreciating that we are the only ones who can hurt our feelings, and we do that with our own thoughts. One of the things you'll begin to find as you start to experience is just how much it's possible for you to get a handle on your feelings. You may well discover for yourself that feelings aren't true or false. They don't really mean anything. They are just sensations that you are experiencing in your body. If you resist them, they'll be there for some time, but if you accept them, you can start to play with them and change them. Does this mean you'll not have a bad feeling ever again? No. Feelings will come and feelings will go, but what it does mean is that you can start to have more and more of the sorts of feelings you want to have. I know that, whatever you are wanting to do in life, you'll be wanting to punctuate your life with more and more good feelings. Am I right? So, enjoy your day today and make sure that you are spreading some good feelings into your life.